Next on MLR Weekly, NOLA Gold superstar yet controversial winger, John Fitzpatrick of Rugby Morning, Brian Ray of America's Rugby News, and the best recap in rugby history.
Yeah. Rugby Wrap-Ups MLR Weekly brought to you by Sheehy Auto Stores. It's easy at Sheehy. The Pig and Whistle, New York City, the world's best rugby pub. And Lean and Limber, stretching your way to a healthier lifestyle.
As presented by Rugby Wrap-Up, Matt McCarthy in New York City. Thank you for joining us once again. We hope you and yours survived the solar eclipse. We barely did here. Anyway, great show. I know I say that all the time, but we have a really good show again. We have that star winger for the NOLA Gold whose name nobody can pronounce, so we won't say it until we have him on the air. We also have Brian Ray of America's Rugby News. We have John Fitzpatrick with his coffee break segment, courtesy of Rugby Morning. But before we get to any of that, we have the best dang recap in Major League Rugby with yours truly. In the mountainous elevation of Harriman, Utah, five players scored tries for the Warriors, who were Warriors for most of the match against the eager Anthem. However, three mountain people had two tries apiece, Sushant, Manson, and Lahore, whose name's pronunciation is nothing like its spelling would suggest. But Frank Lahore made a name for himself defensively as well, with 25 tackles and helped hold up the Anthem three times in the try zone in the first half. Indeed, the Charlottonians were on the precipice of their first ever win when all went south for the Southerners in the final minutes of the match. That final score of 44-19 does not tell the story, but the Warriors survived the Anthem's assault despite going 2-for-8 on conversions. Tucked away in Tukwila, Washington, Seattle had yet another Friday Night Lights epic. This time their dance partner was Dangerous Dallas. Yet again, it was on too late for many to watch. This two-point thriller had great plays, huge tries, and its share of controversy. Not talking about you, referees. But the Seawolves, behind their good luck charm, Lucky Rucky, stole another close one despite the visiting hooker, Devolt Kotsa, scoring five tries. 34-32 final. In New Orleans, Chicago looked like lost hounds in the first half that saw the prospecting gold squander surefire points. Yet NOLA closed out the half with a great try from the star whose name is butchered every week and is on this show later to straighten it out. Speaking of butchers, though, Dylan the Butcher, Fawcett, and James Great Scott got two tries each as Chi-Town roared back to win, aided by a rampaging Luke White, 39-21, and denying NOLA any points in the process. To the backsplash of Boston, where the New England Free Jacks, last year's champions, gave the newbies from Miami a lesson in continuity and depth. Captain comeback Josh Larson had himself a man of the match day with a try and 25 tackles, and Reese Old McDonald chewed up 166 meters on his farm. That's 182 yards, folks. A definitive final score of 25-3. A pre-solar eclipse yellow haze hung over Germantown just outside Washington, D.C. That's where Old Glory and Rugby Football Club Los Angeles, that's catchy, were going at it. And the yellow got in everybody's eyes, particularly, that's not easy to say, Los Angeles's prop Alex Maughan, who got two yellow cards early in the match, which meant a red card for him. L.A. would be shown the yellow cheese three more times for a total of 50 shorthanded minutes, but came back from a 22-10 deficit behind over 300 combined meters rushing by Rory Van Voot and Semi Kunatani, making the flight going back to Cali a hell of a lot better. Corey Daniel had a strong match for the frustrated OGs in a 22-22 tie. Wow, oof, we could all use a break, but we're not going to take one because we're going to our recurring segment, Rugby Morning's Coffee Break, with John Fitzpatrick out of the nation's capital, Washington, D.C., the District of Columbia. John, how are you? Welcome. What do you got?
Hey, Matt, did your forehead take a break from the sunscreen the other day?
No, I was wearing a Memphis inner city rugby cap. Thank you for asking, though. Next.
Well, skincare and skin routine is very important. But, Matt, let's move on from that. How about we start in Dallas with the Dallas Jackals and hooker Devald Coetzee, who set an MLR single game record, 5 tries scored. But, Matt, how many Devald scored a try in that match?
Well, there would be 2, and they combined for 6 tries as Devald gets us a jabba. Donald score 1 for Seattle. Next.
Hey, speaking of 2, how about Old Glory DC? They have 2 wins, 2 losses, and now they have 2 draws. Both those draws were a 22-22 score. Matt, what in the draws is going on in Old Glory DC?
Well, I don't know what's going on in your draws, but I do know that you can't be happy if you're the Old Glory fan base or organization. Canadian pronunciation for our guest in the wings, Brian Ray, because you had that one and gave it away. You're up at home, what, 22-10, 5 yellow cards, which translated into 4 yellows and a red for your opponent, Los Angeles, and you come out with a tie. Fortunately, they're still in a good position in the standings. They got some critical points, and they continue to pile up points, and that's what matters in this league. Next!
Well, Matt, I want to look forward now to week 7 of MLR. We've got Friday Night Lights again. Dallas Jackals hosting the Utah Warriors. Matt, kickoff's at a reasonable time, 8:30 p.m. I know you're a curmudgeon. You're staying up for that one, though, right?
No, absolutely. I'm excited, and I think we should be building the poop out of it because it's a Friday Night Lights. It's an 8:30 start Eastern time in New York. It's prime time. We should be blasting away, talking about it. We'll get there, I hope, eventually, but what I don't understand is having 2 games at the same time on Sunday and only have 1 game on Saturday. And that's a Saturday Night Lights game, too, that we can watch as well. But 2 games at the same time. Oy vey. Next.
Looking forward to that. But, of course, the match of the week has to be the Houston SaberCats versus the New England Free Jacks. That's Saturday night at 8 o'clock. I mean, come on. You've got nothing better to do, right? You're watching that, aren't you?
That one's awesome. Next.
Matt, I want to close out here with some college rugby. D1A men's playoffs. We had the first round last weekend. We've got some really good matches this weekend. St. Mary's taking on Cal, BYU against Central Washington. Then your boys, Navy versus Arkansas State. And then Lindenwood versus Life. Matt, out of all those teams, who'd like to win the whole thing?
Good stuff. I watched Army versus Life. Life came away with an impressive victory. So you got to watch out for them. What do you think?
I think it's going to be a St. Mary's versus Navy final in a couple weekends.
Next!
Matt, that's all I've got. Looking forward to an exciting week 7. Oh, wait, Matt, one more thing. I'm sorry. 3 cheers to USA Women's Sevens. They got silver in Hong Kong.
All right, John, thank you very much. On that note, we're going to take a quick break and come back with the NOLA Gold Star that nobody seems to know the name of, despite the fact that he's one of the best players in the league. After this.
Teofilo Fido.
Digs like a demented mole there.
Need a great price on a new vehicle? Sheehy makes it easy. Easy Price shows you our lowest prices on the Mid-Atlantic's largest selection. Find your best price online or at any of our 31 dealerships.
It's easy at Sheehy. Sheehy.com.
You need your cleats? You need them tomorrow? If you order today by 3 p.m. New York time or noon L.A. time, they can have them to you tomorrow. Young, old, male, female, if you're playing on turf, if you're playing on grass, if you're playing in the rain, you're playing in the heat, they've got you covered. RugbyNow.com. Go there now.
And we are back with 3 star wingers for the NOLA Gold. We're back with Ed Fido, Ed Fido, woof woof, and Teofilo Fido. And just full disclosure, sir, we know each other from New York, and I have you on camera telling me how to say your name, and yet there's a whole bunch of controversy surrounding your name. So let's get it right out. No hellos. Is it Fido, Fido, or Fido, or none of the above?
It's Fido. It's normally Fido.
But no. Thank you. Hello. No buts. Hello. No effing buts. Okay, because I'm getting all kinds of effing grief here for saying your name is Fido and everybody telling me no, including your general manager, Ryan Fitzgerald, who says your name on the league website. I'm like, no, he shouldn't be saying his name. You should be saying your name.
It's Fido. That's it. There's no other way of saying it.
So first, hey, how are you?
Yeah, I'm happy I'm still here in America, in Milan, playing rugby, you know?
Well, I got to tell you, it seems like years since you were here in New York. And full disclosure, we do know each other from your time in New York, you know, and it was just last season. And it seems, how long ago does it seem now, you know?
It was just last season, but like a few months, four months, or the way it went down and stuff, it just feel like that way, but it's actually not that long ago. So,
I know.
Yeah, it still feels, if we had to talk about it, it still feels a bit surreal that how it happened and what it happened, but.
You know, it's different for you because you landed on your feet. You're in a good situation, the NOLA Gold, good squad, good organization, right? They're building.
Yes.
Off to a good season, except for the second half of last week, which we'll get to in a moment.
It was a tough one. It was a tough one.
But before we do that, I wanted to ask you, what are three things you like about living in New Orleans that's better than New York City?
As you know, I'm from Samoa. I was born and raised in Samoa, so I'm from. There's no winter where I'm from, so it's pretty cool to be here.
Well, you don't miss shoveling the snow at practice in Jersey City. Get your shovel, man!
All.
Come on.
Not at all. I don't miss that. I don't miss that at all. I mean, I don't miss not feeling my face or my hand.
Come on, man! Steals the soul.
This stage we go out, I still talk about this stage we go out in New York and I can feel my face, man, and my hands. But like I said, it's nothing like New York, but I like this, you know, I have some, I'm from Samoa. It's pretty close for me where I'm from, so it's nice and warm. And I heard it's going to get really hot, so.
Yeah, well, you know, it's better to be too hot than too cold, I think. Right? Let's get back to last week. I was watching this game, and I was screaming at the TV because I'm watching. The first half had to be really frustrating for you guys because you basically dominated the first half, yet the lead didn't represent what was going on the pitch. Was that a frustration for you that you didn't score more in the first half?
We made a few breaks. We just didn't stick to the plan that we wanted, and just what we spoke about on during the week, that every opportunity that we get on there, red zone, we need to score and come away with point. But there was a few, I think there was a way too many times that we're in the on their 22 that we didn't come away with point. But it was not like it was just them dominating the D, it was just us in our own mistakes. We gave that away, so that's more frustrated than the other way. So yeah, I think it was a bit frustrated. Yes, we went out with the lead the first half, but the whole week as well, we spoke about how good Chicago is. If they're one of those teams, if they have a chance to stay in the whole fight for 80 minutes, it's going to be a tough game for us. So, and that actually happened. You can see the way the game went down the whole week. So I reckon if we came away with points every time we're down at the 22, I think we would have put them away early. But obviously, we didn't do that. So it's only one way to fix it. You know, keep working hard together and keep believing that we're building something special and we can go to San Diego and do something special there.
You know, as an observation, it seems like there's a different vibe with your team now. It seems like, you know, this is a team I'm looking forward to watching on Saturdays. I mean, you've got no doubt, you've got explosiveness on the offensive side of the ball. You know, and if you guys are all healthy at the same time in that back line, that's going to be a team to be reckoned with. And I mean, you had 199 meters running the ball, which is 218 yards for the Americans out there. And you had a bunch of exciting runs, and you also helped set up your teammates. You had a great try of your own. When you guys are all healthy, this is going to be a team for the league to be reckoning with. And right now, you're still in second place, so you're off to a good start.
Like I said in a previous interview, that looking out from Northern team, they were always the team that was good on paper, but they were not like the team that will compete on the day. So I think to change that now. I think it's pretty good that everyone's showing us that respect, that they can see that we are building something special. And yeah, like I said, we have a good group of people here that are behind the scene that are building something special for us. So it's, you know, we are quite lucky to have everything here on site that we need for training and stuff like that. So I mean, there's no pressure on us or on me or on the boys or whatever, but it's on us to go out there and perform every
I'm putting the pressure on you. I expect you guys to go out and do the rest of the season. So, but you know, you're a guy that's got a ton of experience because you played for Samoa 7s and Samoa 15s, Samoa, beg your pardon. And now you're an elder statesman, so to speak, in this league. You've played in New York. Now you're playing in New Orleans. How do you what do you like in the locker room? Are you taking apart the water cooler, or are you or are you more just, you know, focused and mellow? What do you like in the locker room?
Like I said, I bring my experience. I don't try to have my stuff on people the way they don't want it. I don't want to make people feel uncomfortable with the experience I have and trying to be that guy to be like, oh, I know this, I know that, you should be listening to me. No, I'm just trying to be there, like, just, you know, lead by example, lead by action as well. Just, we have leaders in our team that's their job doing that. We have coaches that they're doing that, and which I'm grateful for. There's no pressure on me. Like I said, I'm just here to enjoy my time in NOLA and just do my best doing my job and focus on me and just being myself. And hopefully I can inspire the boys around me to, you know, try and do the same thing.
Teofilo, we are running out of time, but what's life after rugby, do you think?
I think I've got 6 more years, so I've got a few time to think about it.
Making millions in that 6 years. It's a pleasure knowing you, my friend. I miss you. I miss you here in New York.
Yeah, I miss you too, man. As always, I know.
I'm happy for you. You landed there, but it sucks here. It absolutely sucks without rugby in New York. I can't say it any other way.
Hopefully it comes back next year or a few years later, so hopefully it will. But yeah, it's just different. It's just different to not see a New York team. So yeah. It feels warm.
You get there. And you were part of that history, which is great. And you got that championship under your belt. So
yeah. As you I play against Butcher last week. So
the Butch.
The Butch.
Awesome. Oh, man. Awesome. All right, my friend. Best of luck. I'm rooting for you. Go kick some butt and we'll get your name right in the booth, I promise.
No worries. Thank you very much. It's good to see you, man. We'll catch up again soon.
Mr. Teofilo, Ed Fido, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back.
I wouldn't like to be at the bottom of that.
If you're in New York City and want to watch some great rugby, have some great food, and some great times, go to the world's best rugby pub, the Pig and Whistle on West 36th Street.
This is the Rugby Odds, where an unlikely pundit panel of a wordsmith, a WWE legend, a rugby star, and a supermodel scour the globe, seeking best bets and bad behavior. Are you not entertained? Fans, you can tune into every match live on Flow Rugby. How do we know that? Because we're on there all the time. Oh, by gosh, by golly, it's time for our play of the week, brought to you by the Rugby Network. With Chicago trailing 21-12 in New Orleans, the Hounds were looking for something big, but they knew it wouldn't be easy. And that's when Dylan the Butcher Fawcett did what he does best, score off a rolling maul. This catapulted Chicago back into this crucial Eastern Conference matchup, which they eventually won. In the nation's capital, LA's number 10, Dan Hollinshead, scored the match's first try, and those points mattered a great deal in their improbable card-laced tie. But they lost a limping Jason Emery at number 12, and that could prove crucial for them going forward. Out west in Utah, the young Anthem were answering questions, and Shane Pants Barry answered ours. Because if you're going to wear pants on the pitch, you better answer with a try. And Barry did just that. And your Major League Rugby Play of the Week brought to you by the Rugby Network is Dylan Fawcett's try for Chicago, which may have saved the Hounds season. And now it's time for our Major League Rugby Pick of the Week, courtesy of the Rugby Odds and John Bradshaw Layfield, the WWE Hall of Famer turned rugby advocate.
I'm going with my pal Rucky's team here, but they're not playing in Starfire. I'm going to go with a big upset, and I think L.A. is going to get a bunch of points. I'm going to go with L.A. I'm going to take whatever points are offered. I think L.A. could surprisingly win this game against Seattle, but I think they will cover whatever the books come out with lines.
Thanks to John and the Rugby Odds. Don't miss the Rugby Odds. It's the best rugby show on the planet. Back with Brian Ray of America's Rugby News. Brian, welcome.
It's good to be back here after a busy weekend in Major League Rugby.
And a busy week where we had the solar eclipse. We had all kinds of trades made in Major League Rugby. No, we didn't. Just thought I'd throw you there and see if you'd pique your interest, folks. But you just saw the controversy ended as per Ed Teofilo Fido. Ed is a nickname that he allows people to call him because they don't say Teofilo, which is his first name, and it's Fido, his last name. Not Fido. Sorry, I'm still wound up. Brian, let's put the onus on you for the rest of the program, shall we? What caught your eye last weekend?
Well, there was kind of a lot to take in, wasn't there? I mean, you know, pretty good showing for Anthem for 45, 50 minutes of the game, kind of fell apart at the end. But, you know, Dallas, oh, wow, I really thought that they deserved to beat Seattle. I thought Seattle got very lucky at the end, got a kind of a gift of a call, and were extremely lucky not to get a yellow card after a couple warnings. Chicago kind of waking up and putting one on Nola in that second half of that game, and another red card for Gold. There's 3 in 5 games this season. Free Jacks. Could I say, no tries conceded, looking like another championship quality team, you have to say, and oh glory, just addicted to ties, and they love that 22 all score. That was a, you know, quite a banger it was against Los Angeles. So it was a busy weekend.
All right, let's go on to the next week. Looking forward, as per our friends at the Rugby Odds, we have spreads for this week's upcoming MLR matches, including Dallas -3 hosting Utah.
Yeah, I think Dallas is looking pretty good right now. I like the way they're playing. They're in good form. I think they really, you know, deserve to beat Seattle. Dewey caught some 5 tries. Going with Dallas to beat that spread over Utah at home.
All right. Game of the week. Houston hosting New England. The Sabercats favorites by 4 points.
Wow, this is a tough match. Man, I love my Free Jacks, but that is a tough game to go into. Houston looks good. They've just had a week off to rest. I don't know how you can pick against Houston at home in that match. I'm going to go with Houston, but I hope that my Free Jacks...
Look, you're still at the Free Jacks with all those fans.
I'm trying to inspire them by picking against them.
Oh, Jacks Rangers are going to be all over you, pal. Oh, wait till Reddit gets a hold of you, buddy. Brian, what? No mention of Leroux Milan coming back? Come on.
It's terrific to see him out there. I mean, you looked at that injury and you thought, well, that's him probably for the season. So that's a pretty remarkable recovery time to come back after that. And, you know, he.
Of course, you're talking about the Rugby World Cup injury, Leroux Milan.
Yeah, against the All Blacks, no less. You know, it was a real shame because he was playing well in that game, too. So that was just a terrible-looking injury. Everything about it was awful. But, yeah, I'm absolutely thrilled to see him back so early. And, yeah, hopefully he just continues to build, and we see the best of Leroux heading down the stretch.
And, you know, it just adds to that New England depth because Vanderbank, who's been playing very well, was on the bench, or not even on the bench. He wasn't in the 23. And we'll see how that rotation goes for the rest of the season. But that's some roster that they've assembled.
Sure is. And there could be a couple more guys on the way. We'll just have to see what happens.
Okay. San Diego, well-rested, coming off the bye. And now at home again, -6 over Nola, coming off that bad second half.
Yeah. Mola's now got three guys out with suspension for this one. Not ideal. I don't think Isaac Samson, we'll see if he's going to be fit to play as well. So Nola's hurting a little bit in this one, you know, even though some of their backs, you know, Rodney Iona is still playing pretty well right now, but that's, you know, that's not enough against the well-rested San Diego side. So I think you got to go with the Legion at home in this one.
Chicago, minus 17 versus the Anthem. We thought Old Glory was going to take care of the Anthem by a lot of points. We thought Utah was going to take care of the Anthem by a lot of points. But here are the Anthem again, getting better, but it's 17 points. Chicago looked good in that second half.
Yeah, Anthem just, you know, it's the same thing. It's defense lets them down again a little bit. They're not focusing for the full 80 minutes, lose concentration. That try they gave to Mika Kruse was laughably bad, unacceptable at club level, never mind professional. I'm sure that, you know, Alama Yeremia will be hammering that home to them during the week. So, you know, Chicago's going to win this for sure. Are they going to blow them out of the water? I guess we'll have to see. I'll take Chicago to beat that spread.
All right. And finally, Los Angeles, who were very fortunate to get that tie and get those points, key points. Now they're at home, and they got Seattle coming down. It's not a long trip for Seattle, but Seattle is the road favorite by 6 points.
That's a tough one. That is a tough one. You know, I was impressed that LA, even though their discipline was terrible, that they had the, you know, the character to come back against the wind and score 12 points to get that draw, and they had opportunities to win that game, even playing down a man for half of it. So, you know, I think maybe Seattle wins this, but doesn't quite cover that spread. I could see Seattle winning this on a kick from Mac Mason again. So, you know what? I'm going to pick LA. I'm going to take LA to beat that spread.
Oh, all right. And what about the win?
Well, it's a close. I'm still going to lean this towards Seattle to win, but I would pick them by very small, like 3 points.
And final thoughts, Brian?
Well, you know, it's interesting where we're at. We're starting to see the divisions kind of take shape, but we're also seeing a couple injuries here and there. You know, we've mentioned John Poland already on this one. We got Tupo Afungia and Christian Poit have been out for a while for San Diego, so they got Patty Ryan coming in. So hearing there's some reinforcements on the way, maybe look for a prop.
Patty Ryan, the Australian's back?
See? Patty Ryan the third, the Englishman. We've had an Australian, an Irishman, and now an Englishman. Oh, Patty Ryan. So
are you kidding? This is the third Patty Ryan.
And all have played for San Diego, or will have pretty soon.
Interesting statistic to hold on to. That'll be a trivia question in the next couple of years. All right. Okay, I didn't mean to step on you there, but I'm like, wait a minute, I know that. How many can there be? There's a lot, apparently. All right. On that note, I want to thank Mr. Brian Ray of America's Rugby News, Mr. John Fitzpatrick of Rugby Morning, and Mr. Teofilo Ed Fido of the NOLA Gold. And thank you for tuning in. Please check out the critically acclaimed The Rugby Odds. It's very good. College Rugby Wrap-Up, hit that subscribe button on YouTube, sign up for our weekly newsletter, and please join our American Red Cross Blood Donor team.